seventh day of the ninth month of 2016, the 15th anniversary of the September 11th false flag attacks on the United States of America, Washington and New York City. And, you know, every September 11th, I kind of, you know, I try to go back into it, and I always put myself in basically an overload of data and information and all the angles, all of the research. It's just, and I've got all my books open in front of me in various portions, and it's just, it does this to me every year. And but the research doesn't stop. And I wanted to have who I consider one of the foremost guys out here that has been on this thing for a long, long time, and he hasn't stopped researching. And if you followed him, he has evolved as new data comes in. And so I really respect Dr. Jim Fetzer's viewpoints on 9/11, but all the other things that you know, he's really a false flag master decoder, and in even the latest ones, he keeps up on all of them. So Dr. Fetzer, he's probably one of the guys I've interviewed the most on the show, and so welcome back to the program.
Well, I'm delighted to be here, and you make an absolutely crucial point when you observe that new evidence, new alternative hypotheses are supposed to make a difference in scientific research, because there are three I'll call you back as soon as I'm off the air. But we have two other organizations. We have Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth that advocate the use of nanothermite, and that Building 7, of course, came down in a controlled demolition. They're right about Building 7, but they're wrong about nanothermite. And I published three articles with a chemical engineer by the name of T. Mark Hightower in 2011. In which we explain, based upon Mark's search of the scientific literature, that it's a law of materials science that in order for an explosive to blow apart a material, it has to have a detonation velocity equal to or greater than the speed of sound in that material. That the speed of sound in concrete is 3,200 meters per second, in steel, 6,100 meters per second, but the highest detonation velocity attributed to nanothermite is only 895 meters per second, which means that nanothermite cannot have been responsible for blowing the buildings apart. And yeah, while apologists for Architects and Engineers say, well, yeah, but it could have been combined with something that was explosive to blow them apart, I say the same is true of toothpaste. It's not explosive, but you could combine it with an explosive to blow it apart. What was this explosive? Because these guys have received hundreds of millions of dollars of donations from American citizens in the belief that they're actually pursuing the truth. But all they're giving us is nanothermite, which cannot have done the job, and Building 7, which is obvious even to the least amateur, that was a classic controlled demolition. All the buildings are coming down at the same time, straight down into its footprint, leaving a classic pile of debris equal to 12% of the height of the original, whereby we know from contrast with the Twin Towers, their destruction was completely different. They're blowing apart in every direction from the top down. They're being converted into millions of cubic yards of very fine steel, and when it's over, there's nothing in its footprint. In fact, Father Frank Morales from St. Mark's Episcopal Church was on my show twice and told me both times that the buildings had been destroyed to or even below ground zero. So how is Architects and Engineers, which are scarfing up the big bucks, doing any good for the American people by talking about nanothermite, which cannot possibly have done it alone? Since right, we've explained this in 2011, how can they continue to tout it and not go to the task of explaining what else was used? Because it's obvious when you get into it that it was a nuclear event. The other large group where I founded Scholars for 9/11 Truth in December in 2005, I even invited Steve Jones to be my co-chair, and we went from there, but eventually divided by the end of 2006, because I'd invited Judy Wood to do an interview on my radio show, and she was introducing this theory of dues, which I thought was fascinating because it's so broad in the range of alternatives. But where I pointed out to Judy in review of her book, Where Did the Towers Go?, published on Amazon in May of 2012, that while she rules out large nukes, she does not rule out mini or micro nukes. When I went to the Vancouver hearings, which I organized, a whole lot of evidence was produced there, including the results of the U.S. Geological Survey's dust study of 35 different locations in New York, where they found a whole host of elements that would not have been present had this not been a nuclear event, including barium and strontium, thorium and uranium, lithium, lanthanum, yttrium, chromium, tritium. In the quantities and correlations, this was a signature of a nuclear event, just as destroying materials, turning them into very fine dust, is a signature event. So ironically, Judy has just stood pat. She won't respond to this new evidence that shows that her theory of directed energy weapons as these super sophisticated free energy devices is wrong. But ironically, the way it was done with these mini or micro nukes, which are small devices that pack more energy than conventional and can be directed, qualify technically as directed energy weapons under her definition. And
now, let me run this by you. And I've read Edward Hendry's book, and I have it in front of me. 9/11. Yeah, 9/11 enemies, foreign and domestic, secret evidence censored from the official record proves traitors aided Israel in attacking the USA. He covers all of the kind of angles. And you know what I really came to, Dr. Fetzer, was this. I was like, you know what? Thermite could have been used in some of the necessity to take out some of these, let's say, parts of the structure, but at the same time, nukes in the basement. And then they could have been playing with some latest generation weaponry on top of it. Who's to say that all three of these scenarios could actually be in play here to really just, you know, to make the trail so hard to, you know, to even cause factional kind of, you know, dust ups between researchers. I mean, it would be brilliant if all of these things were in play here. And I wanted to run that by you.
Well, I just organized the second 9/11 Midwest Truth Conference and published it on Saturday, and it has 14 sessions. And we have civil and structural engineers. We got Mark Hightower, the expert on nanothermite. We got Chuck Baldwin, who'd done an analysis of the structure of the buildings and proven that they couldn't possibly collapse. In Baldwin's presentation, he talks about how thermite appears to have been used in combination with mini nukes. Right. But honestly, I haven't found a role for Judy's rather nebulous claims. You know, I mean, the problem with her kind, and she, by the way, absurdly denies she has a theory when it says right on the cover of her book, evidence for the use of directed free energy technology on 9/11, which means her theory is obviously that directed free energy technology was used on 9/11. But she won't budge. You know, you got all this evidence about the U.S. Geological Surveys dust samples that produce all these elements. And the point I was about to make is that, ironically, the nanothermite theory was based upon very minuscule dust samples that were found in an apartment in the vicinity of Ground Zero. So that this overwhelmingly more extensive, detailed, and thorough dust study conducted by the U.S. Geological Survey overwhelms their very modest dust sample. I therefore suggest what lives by the dust dies by the dust.
Yeah, now let me play devil's advocate here. Okay, the U.S. Geological Survey, it's a U.S. government agency. What about some sort of penetration or, you know,
Are you familiar with the concept of an admission contrary to interest? You know, if a suspect in a crime admits he was at the vicinity where the crime was committed, that's considered to be very important evidence because it's contrary to his interest if he had not, you know, if he had
I get where you're going with that.
The place the government's producing evidence that contradicts the government's own account. Why would this agency of the government do that unless it was operating as an objective scientific entity? I don't think the perps, I mean, the George Bush and Dick Cheney, you know, Condoleezza Rice, Donald Rumsfeld, Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Pearl, Donald Feith, General Richard Myers, Rudy Giuliani. I don't think they ever contemplated that U.S. Geological Survey would move in and do all these extensive dust studies that would actually show it was a nuclear event. So, you know, I think they've been rather mortified, but there it is.
Now let's talk about the new book you just dropped. It's on moonrockbooks.com, America Nuked on 9/11. How's it doing, and what's the reaction thus far?
Well, it's doing really well. I mean, this is the most thorough, comprehensive, detailed, well-reasoned study ever produced about the events of 9/11. The book has, 458 pages. It has 338 photographs. It's inexpensive, about the price of a couple of Arby's sandwiches and fries and a Coke. This is a great deal because the Arby's meal passes through you, and by tomorrow it's no longer even part of your system. But this book will endure and give you an understanding of the pivotal event of the 21st century.
Yeah. Now, listeners, Dr. Fetzer's got to do another show in the second hour, so I'm going to try to run through a bunch of material. But he's going to come back for the third hour. And Nick over at Renegade last night interviewed this gentleman, Ryan Dawson, a very smart individual. But I wanted to run through some of Dawson's, let's just say, his perspectives with Dr. Fetzer, because he basically... It seems like on so many levels he's spot on as far as major issues. But then when you're talking about the Pentagon and when you're talking about planes, the Flight 93 in Shanksville that supposedly went down there, he's basically pushing the official narrative, which I find quite alarming. And so in the third hour, we're going to go run through this this interview that –
There are lots of phony shills and trolls out there. I mean, you know, the government has hordes of these people to attack those of us who are doing serious research to expose the truth. What's embarrassing is that organizations as prominent as Architects and Engineers and Judy Wood and Dues are clearly limited hangouts. Not only do they give inadequate explanations of how it was done, neither of those organizations is willing to address who was responsible and why, which to me is the absolute tell that this is not an honest operation. It's one that is supposed to make the American people believe falsely that there's a real research effort out to expose 9/11, when in fact they're just diddling with us. I mean, you know, nanothermite, when we already know that nanothermite can't have done it, it could have been used in combination with something else, but what was that something else? If Mark Hightower and I demonstrated nanothermite couldn't do it in 2011, but they've been doing it in the last 5 years, they have all kinds of resources. They claim to have, you know, these thousands of engineers and architects. So how come they can't tell us even how it was done? I mean, I'm telling you, it's embarrassing. If this Ryan Dawson guy thinks that a real plane crash in Shanksville, he just simply doesn't know what he's talking about. And it's a question now whether you want me to go through how we know that all four of the crash sites were fabricated or faked, albeit in different ways, or wait until that second hour when I return.
Yeah, let's wait until the second hour when you turn, and we'll run through that. Now, I wanted to talk about Alex Jones for a second, because let me ask you this, just for the listeners to have it on record. When's the last time you've had any kind of interview or contact with Alex?
Well, Alex organized and moderated the American Scholars Conference that was held in June of 2006 in Los Angeles.
I remember that. Yeah, so you know.
Yeah, well, he invited me to be the keynote speaker to lay out the big picture about 9/11. Uh-huh. And then on Sunday, C-SPAN actually taped the panel discussion, which involved four members of scholars.
Well, Tarpley was there, right?
Yeah. Stephen Jones was the, you know, the co-chair of Scholars, physicist from BYU. He was the first. Bob Bauman was another member of Scholars, who was a Korean War ace with 101 kills. But more importantly, had a PhD in nuclear engineering from Caltech and was a scientific director of the Star Wars project under Presidents Reagan and Ford, as I recall. And then Webster Tarpley, who's one of our nation's leading experts on covert activities, who published a very impressive book entitled 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA. And then finally, myself as the founder of Scholars. And the panel discussion took an hour and 45 minutes, and then they wound up broadcasting it 7 or 8 times at rather good time slots on C-SPAN. And I think it had the effect of shattering what had been basically a glass ceiling of not talking about what had happened on 9/11.
Yeah, so...
But that's Alex, you would have thought he'd want to have me on his show again. But, you know, I had made 5 appearances on Coast to Coast. 3 about JFK, 1 about 9/11, 1 about Wellstone. When I began talking about Israel's complicity in the first political speech I ever gave, which was on 15 April 2008 at a Ron Paul Freedom Rally on the grass outside of the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and where I started denouncing the role of dual citizens, of allowing anyone who is a dual citizen to be in a decision-making or policy-shaping position, because you cannot know that their loyalty to the other state does not outweigh their loyalty to the United States, where all these members of the Project for a New American Century are actually promoting 9/11 for the ulterior objective that they wanted to get the United States embroiled in endless wars in the Middle East to take out the modern Arab states that served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the region. Since I began talking about Israeli complicity on 9/11, I've not only not been on Alex Jones, where Alex steadfastly avoids any indication of Israel's involvement, also not brought back on Coast to Coast.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the synergistic relationship there. The more you talk, start talking about the PNAC dual Israeli gang that really orchestrated the hit, then the more of a persona non grata you become on some of these bigger outlets. And I wanted to really hit home that that relationship there, because the first few years after 9/11, I was looking completely internally, and then as more and more things come out and people start connecting all these dots, you're like, oh my gosh, this is another an Operation Northwoods King David Hotel USS Liberty on steroids.
These guys are the foremost practitioners of false flag attacks in the world. They pulled off 2 in Argentina. I was invited down to Argentina twice in 2008, 2009, the second time to give the keynote address at an international symposium on 9/11 truth and justice that was held in the National Library of the Republic of Argentina. I mean, this just shows a difference in attitude of different nations, you know.
Let's hold that thought. Yeah. We got a short break, and we'll see you guys on the other side. Incendiary Radio.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we're back. IncendiaryChat.chatango.com, IncendiaryRadio.chatango.com are the chat rooms. RepublicBroadcasting.org is the website for the radio network. Support RBN, folks. Hooli'sblog.blogspot.com, W-H-O-O-L-I-S, Hooli'sblog.blogspot.com. He's got a massive 9/11 collection that he dropped today, so make sure you get over there. He posts a show every week, commercial-free. And then the Renegade Tribune, Kyle Hunt's site, he usually posts the show weekly, too, a very large website. So like to thank all those folks. Now, Dr. Fetzer, we're 15 years into this thing, and you mentioned the two hits on Argentina that were probably carried out by Mossad. Then we had
They actually hit their own embassy and killed a couple of dozen of their own people. And then because that didn't create enough controversy, 2 years later, they blew up their own Jewish community center and killed like 84. I mean, you know, this was punishing Argentina because it had cooperated with Iran in the peaceful development of nuclear energy. That's what was going on there.
Yeah, and this is a short segment. We'll have a long segment after this next break. But, this seems like... I read writings from some of their like heavy hitter intellectual and theological sectors of Judaism, and basically they're like, yeah, we have to sacrifice some of our own for the big picture, and they have no problem with that, and it's a Machiavellian type.
Nobody would think that the Jews would kill other Jews in order to promote their political agenda.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a perfect cover.
They call that in the protocols the management of the lesser brethren. Those are the non-elites. It's just the way it is.
Mention, of course, the lying to the goyim. You know, that a Jew is overwhelmingly greater in value than if a Jew kills a goyim, it doesn't matter. But if a goyim kills a Jew, then he should be severely. He should be murdered. I mean, put to death. There's a lot of that in the Talmudic tradition that most Americans are blissfully unaware. They have no idea what's going on here.
Yeah. Now, you're an older guy. How long did it, when did you start coming into this kind of you know,
honestly, it wasn't until I did that speech in 2008. The very concept of Zionism was foreign to me. I mean, this is shocking. Here was a guy, I had a PhD in 2008. I was already retired. I had a 35-year career offering courses, logic, critical thinking, scientific reasoning. I'd already published, I don't know, 27 books. Yeah. And I didn't really grasp the nature of Zionism until I got involved in the politics of 9/11. But boy, it has come on in spades now. I get it.
Yeah, it's a very shocking discovery when you realize that people that who you were raised your entire life with as this persecuted people that were an innocuous guest in all of these countries and civilizations, and then you realize that they have this poisonous under the surface venomous viewpoint towards whichever country they live in, the larger population. And then you get this flip and you're like, you know, I wasn't raised, you know, I was raised in the Catholic Church and I never knew about any of this stuff. And then you're like, oh my gosh, these people, and not all of them, but there's a large swath of them, the more religious they get, the more toxic they get towards people that are not of their clique. And it, you know, you see these incidents like the King David Hotel, and you get into this whole sacred terrorism.
It's very interesting. I was active in the Human Behavior and Evolution Society for a number of years and got to know Kevin McDonald. I just did I have just done two conferences that may be of great interest to your audience. One, a couple of weeks ago, was the second Academic Freedom Conference, where I had, I think 10 different scholars talking about issues of academic freedom and, you know, the difficulties they've had in doing their research, where Kevin McDonald has done research on what's known as group selection, and others, how different groups organize themselves to promote their evolutionary.
Oh, there's the music. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Dr. Fletcher, because I saw that conference, and I wanted to expand on that real quick.
Good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
That's for the article up over at Renegade, Blood and Iron. That's the song Blood and Iron, so I figured I'd play that one, old 80s metal. That's for Kyle over at Renegade. Now, we're back with Dr. Jim Fetzer. He's got the new book out, America Nuked on 9/11. A bunch of different, what do you got, 14 different authors. It's kind of like how Dr. Barrett.
It's got 28 chapters.
Yeah.
I mean, the core is 8 sections devoted to, in reverse order, 9/11 limited hangouts, the myth of nanothermite, the 9/11 crash sites, the Pentagon, what didn't happen, New York was nuked on 9/11, what happened on 9/11, and 9/11, who is responsible and why, parts 1 and 2, with 3 chapters each. It's got a preface and a prologue, where I use the prologue to give an overview of the entire book, as well as an epilogue and an afterword with an index.
Yeah. Now, I think this ties perfectly into, you had this academic freedom conference, and I think that this is one of those issues. You had that black female university professor that they were talking about on False Flag Weekly News, that she had been getting persecuted because she basically said, look, it's kosher Nostra Jewish mafia types that carried out 9/11.
Yeah.
And so it seems like we're entering into this kind of...
She agreed with Lewis, the Reverend Farrakhan of, you know, the black Muslims about 9/11, you know, and I wrote an article about it. I actually wrote to the president of Oberlin about it, but because I agree with Farrakhan. I mean, Farrakhan's got it right. In fact, they had put a big thing about when I was approached about 9/11. And when I wrote, you know, a summary of my views, they published it with, you know, right on the Nation of Islam side. I mean, you know, with my photograph. I mean, these are people who are under pressure, especially from Jewish groups who don't want the truth about any of these issues to be revealed. And I got to add that, you know, anti-Semitism involves discounting a person or the value of their opinions because of their religious orientation or ethnic origins. I don't do that.
Right.
Criticizing Israel, the nation of Israel, or actions they've taken, or the fact that there's from the point of view of evolution, that Jews adopt a kind of a group strategy to benefit Jews that involves mutual cooperation within the Jewish community. This is a fact about evolution, and there's nothing anti-Semitic about it. For example, a lot of these groups are using immigration as a form of cultural warfare to dilute the cultures of different countries. So they're getting all these immigrants up in Europe, and they're committing untold numbers of rapes. Women are having to change how they dress and live their lives. They're trying to bring a whole lot of Muslims into the United States. What could be more reasonable under this circumstance than proposing a temporary ban on those who are coming from the Middle East until we can sort things out and figure out who we got here? In fact, you know, when Donald Trump went down to Mexico and met with the president, I did some research, and Mexico has these marvelous immigration laws. You can't come to Mexico unless you can make a contribution. You can't come to Mexico unless you have money to support yourself and your family. You can't just, someone can't just marry you to get you into the country without suffering punishment. If Donald Trump were to adopt Mexico's immigration policies, he would be appraised by every American.
You know, it's fascinating. You know, it's fascinating when you look at this kind of North American Union kind of strategy that they're trying to implement here. I can understand if you look at another layer up, because see, they want the United States and Mexico basically as part of this kind of like a EU-esque block. And so
it's supposed to be the merger of Canada, the US, and Mexico.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm convinced that in these vast number of executive orders that Obama's signing, all of which are unconstitutional, that he's got ones that are banned the enforcement of our immigration laws in our border with Mexico. In other words, he's directing the border people that they should not enforce our laws about immigration. I'm convinced of it. And that's why they keep so many of these executive orders secret, so the American people can't know the way in which the president is screwing the American people.
Yeah, no, let me run this by you, and this is kind of off topic. You saw the Gary Johnson meltdown about him flipping out on the town hall reporter because he used
with a Aleppo.
Well, no, that he didn't know what Aleppo was. Yeah, but then you might not have seen this one. A town hall reporter was interviewing Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, and then he said. He used the term illegal immigrants, and Johnson blew a fuse and told him you're not allowed to say those words. Basically, he tried to curtail.
Was he going crazy with political correctness?
Yes.
You know, this political correctness thing has had a terrible effect on actual genuine political criticism. You have to be able to criticize somebody. If you say Obama's got something wrong, that doesn't make you a racist just because the guy's black. He's a president of the United States, and he's doing stupid policies that hurt the United States. And you know, political correctness would have us suppress it. It's like criticizing Israel for their abuse of the Palestinians. For God's sake, that's a gross abuse, and I don't care who's doing it. It's wrong.
Yeah.
And there's nothing anti-Semitic to say that Israel is practicing apartheid tactics, and they're being brutal, and you know, committing atrocities against. It's clear that's exactly the way the facts are.
Yeah, well, you know, I was rereading some Moses Hess, really the ideological one of the fathers of Zionism in the modern era, and this guy's saying basically the only people on the planet that are allowed to be patriotic and nationalistic are Jews, and everybody else has to be cosmopolitan, international, basically subservient, and not allowed to have any kind of nationalistic tendency.
This is reflecting on the Jewish group strategy that Kevin McDonald investigates. See?
Yeah.
That Jews operate to benefit other Jews, and that they don't feel a sense of obligation to other people, that they believe in Jewish superiority. I mean, there are two key aspects of Zionism: a belief in Jewish superiority over other people and races, And in Zionism, or the entitlement of Israel to all the lands of Palestine, in fact, the idea in part behind 9/11 was to get the U.S. involved in taking out the modern Arab states that serve as a counterbalance to Israel, to create chaos in the Middle East and allow for the expansion of Israel to become the greater Israel of Zionist dreams dominating the region from the Tigris, Euphrates to the Nile. That is the goal.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Producer, get clip get clip 10 ready, Mr. Producer, because I wanted to show, and this is just a brief example of the slide Alex Jones has made, 9/11 descent into tyranny right after the hit happened. He was pretty much on top of a good portion of this. He would talk about the dancing Israelis and all the neocons and everything else. And now I want you to hear basically, and I could find you 50 clips of this exact same kind of where he's on the Saudi Arabia, 28 pages, kind of limited hangout. So, Mr. Producer, play clip 10 real quick.
Hillary clip, where she said that I say 9/11 is an inside job. No, what I said was the Saudi Arabians, the globalists, are basically funding radical jihad. They're letting these attacks take place. They're using it to take our rights. That was in the news at the time. They then translate that over that I'm saying George Bush had a plunger like Wile E. Coyote blowing the building up. Or I talk about Oklahoma City.
You could stop it there. You could stop it there. Now you see Dr. Fetzer. He's using some linguist.
That's really bad. Well, good God, it was an inside job. George Bush, Dick Cheney, they were all involved in this. Don Rumsfeld, Richard, I ran through a list before. They were Condoleezza, they were all involved in it. But with complicity of the CIA and the Mossad. In fact, many intel experts observed that there were really only two agencies in the world that could pull it off, the CIA and the Mossad. And in this case, they were acting in collaboration.
Yeah. Now, let me ask
this is very perverse on the part of Alex Jones, because he's basically trying to put down the idea that it was inside job when he ought to be promoting it. I mean, very strange. I didn't mean that George Bush had a plunger. Well, nobody's claiming George Bush directly was blowing up the buildings, but that he was facilitating. In fact, Bush was more of a front man. You know, the guy is not very bright. You couldn't really let him know the big picture. Dick Cheney was the guy who really was orchestrating the whole thing.
Well, you know, I was watching Norman Mineta's testimony again before the 9/11 commission, where he's talking about the guy, talking about the plane being so far out. And Cheney's in the bunker, and then Bush is reading an upside down book in front of a bunch of kids at a school.
I know.
And so,
I just watched an hour retrospective on 9/11 where Dick Cheney was saying that the Pentagon had been hit before he got down into the bunker, which, of course, Norman Mineta contradicts, because the aide comes up to Cheney and says, "Sir, it's 50 miles out. Sir, it's 40 miles out. Sir, it's 30 miles. Do the orders still stand?" And Cheney gets up and spins his head around and says, "Of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary?"
Yeah.
Or Mineta didn't understand what he was witnessing. Clearly, the order was to not shoot down the plane, when shooting down the plane would have been the obvious thing to do. If planes are being used as weapons, you shoot down the plane and you lose the passengers in the plane, but you don't lose the personnel and property at the target. This appears to have been a plane that was flown toward the Pentagon and then over the Pentagon. At the same time, an explosion took place at the Pentagon to create the impression the plane had crashed into the Pentagon, which it had not done.
Yeah, and it just so happens to be the exact same wing of the Pentagon where the accounting was taking
place.
One
wing of the Pentagon that had been reinforced, which was largely bereft of personnel and files, except for this budget group that was trying to track the $2.3 trillion missing that Rumsfeld announced the day before. They're there with all the records and documents. I was astonished when I went through the casualty list of 125 at the Pentagon. And about three dozen of these guys were accountants or budget experts who'd been assigned to the West Wing to track the missing money. So look how convenient it is. You get these guys and the records all together, then you blow them up, and then you've got the perfect excuse for being unable to track the $2.3 trillion.
Yeah. Now, as far as Saudi Arabia, This is my kind of theory here that I've been talking about on the air for a while. I think the House of Saud, this Wahhabi kingdom set up by the British, you know, at the turn of the last century, and then reinforced by FDR with our little agreements over oil and everything. I think they're being set up for a fall personally, and I think this greater Israel is going to absorb a bunch of Saudi Arabia. Are you seeing that with this limited hangout, 28 pages, blame the Saudis kind of move? Well,
the Saudis most certainly do appear to be being thrown under the bus. So I think there's at least a partial reason for your conjecture. And it's most interesting because, you know, Saudi Arabians are unable to pay their own servants in Saudi Arabia. That's very strange. You got one of the richest, ostensibly one of the richest nations in the world, and they can't pay their working class. I mean, that's very, very strange.
Yeah, I've been seeing that, like this with the collapse of the oil prices, that somehow this just totally threw Saudi Arabia economically into this tailspin almost immediately. And I'm like, well, what have they been doing with their money? Yeah. So forth right. And so on.
By the way, I left everyone hanging. You know, I started to talk about those two conferences. One was the Freedom Conference of just a couple weeks ago. And then Saturday, I did the second Midwest 9/11 Truth Conference. 14 sessions, goes through how it was done, who is responsible and why. This has to be the single best conference ever put on about 9/11. It was even recognized by Sputnik News, which has become one of the most influential international news sources. Of course, it comes out of Russia. But they picked up and talked about the conference, bringing these experts together. So if anyone goes to my blog at jamesfetzer.blogspot.com, they'll find the two most recent blogs, or part one and part two, of the Midwest 9/11 Truth Conference 2, since this is the second one. And if they go through it back a couple of weeks more, they'll find the Academic Freedom Conference, which really turned out to be interesting. See, what I'm doing now is pioneering a new way of having conferences. Normally, everyone's got to travel to a location, great expanse, accommodation, airfare, and all that. And you give a talk and you video, and eventually it gets up, and when the videos are put up, I'm going directly to the speakers and interviewing them and putting them up directly, so you don't have to spend all the money traveling. And it's astonishing how well it's working. I mean, I give you these two examples of the technique, which is, to my knowledge, brand new.
Yeah, and I follow Don Fox, who's got the article up, David Rockefeller, mastermind of the 9/11 nuclear terrorist attacks. And
it, well, Don's, of course, one of those I interviewed for the 9/11 Truth Conference.
Yeah, yeah,
that not that specific article, but yes, Don's been doing a huge amount of work on this. Use of nuclear
9/11. Yeah, now, you know,
You might want to have him on your show, Robert.
I'm going to. These two brothers, the Rockefeller brothers and the two towers representing once, you know, one of each of them. And there's some very interesting on the esoteric side of the house. I'm sure you've looked into a lot of that.
I haven't myself, but Don has. I think it'd be great, you know, to discuss it. There's so many aspects to all of this. I mean, it really was a complex event. I'm just grateful that I was able to bring so many experts on different aspects of the case together.
Yeah. Now, where we are now with it, and I seen up on Veterans Today, which you used to write for, that, you know, there's people finally talking about trying to bring some of these people to justice. What's your thoughts on this ever happening?
That's almost impossible. You got control of the legal system. There's a Judge Hellerstein in New York who's responsible for dispatching any of the legal cases brought in New York. Judy Wood, a few years ago, actually was involved with an excellent attorney by the name of Jerry Leaphart. Morgan Reynolds had affidavit. John Lear, maybe our nation's most distinguished pilot, had an affidavit about the impossibility of the real planes having hit the Twin Towers. He had a lot of really good stuff, but Hellerstein, of course, you know, just threw it out. I mean, you got it bottled up. That was something that encouraged, you know, the perps in doing all this. They knew they'd never be punished. It was like the assassination of JFK. All the shooters knew they'd never be punished. No one was going to be punished. Lyndon Johnson was behind the whole thing. He was going to become president. He was the guy who could manage it. He would make sure that nobody would ever be punished for participating in the assassination of JFK.
Wave moisture controlled units.
Yeah, so as far as the American people right now, what's your best guesstimate on where they are? I'm seeing polls and things where a large swath of our people don't believe the story, but yet I run into so many that are just oblivious.
Well, I'll tell you, it's an odd thing, but this Hillary health thing, once the people see that the media have been lying and covering up, this health thing has been going on for a long time. She had a massive concussion back in December of 2012, resigned as Secretary of State 2013. I'll pick up there when we come
back. All right. See you folks on the other side of the break. Incendiary Radio with Dr. Jim Fetzer.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
you, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online.
We're back. Incendiary Radio with Dr. Jim Fetzer. America Nuked on 9/11, the latest book, ties in a lot of authors, a lot of different sections. And so,
oh yeah, if you want one book about 9/11, this is it. Mark my words, you're not going to get another one like this. This is so comprehensive. By the way, I see we had a question about who are the globalists. The globalists are those who want to override national boundaries. Basically, they want corporations to run the world. NAFTA was a globalist agenda, which is, you know, wound up gutting the industrial and manufacturing base of the United States. All the jobs have been shipped abroad, just as Ross Perot said, that giant sucking sound is all those jobs going south. The TPP is NAFTA on steroids. It would create a board of international attorneys who have the right to override the laws and statutes of any of the 14 Pacific Rim countries, thereby subsumed, including the Constitution of the United States. So Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton aren't mentioning in passing that if the TPP is passed, we are no longer a sovereign nation. We're under the control of corporations. So the idea of globalism is to have corporations running the world. Get rid of nation-state boundaries, you know, forming the European Union, forming the North American Union. Those are a part of the globalist agenda, but ultimately, it's to allow Monsanto and the other, you know, big corporations to rule the world and to override the laws. And, you know, so that if Monsanto wanted to undertake a project, for example, that would violate the environmental or pollution safeguards of a country, they're under the TPP, even I think under NAFTA, allowed to sue for the money they would have made had they been allowed to go forward. I mean, this is as absurd as it gets. It's grotesque. And Hillary Clinton has described the TPP as the gold standard of trade agreements.
You know, and it's what's fascinating as well is the libertarian Gary Johnson has leaned towards supporting this TPP. I think this guy is there to completely almost sink the libertarian kind of movement from ever coming back. And this guy's
Well, I think it's just circumstantial. I think Gary Johnson is basically a good guy, but he's limited. You know, William Weld, who has a background in the law and all that, and was governor of Massachusetts, gave Hillary a free pass on the emails saying that that involved criminal intent. She didn't have any criminal intent. That's absurd. It doesn't involve criminal intent. She knew perfectly well what she was doing. She's among the only officials in the government who were authorized to classify documents based on their content. It now turns out she had 13 different servers. She claims she had only one. She had her old staff smashed with hammers or Blackberries. This is a malicious person, a very dirty person, totally corrupt. And she has been selling the State Department. You know, prostitutes give sexual favors for money. Hillary gives political favors for money. She took $35 million from Australia for the State Department to support the TPP. What this means is Hillary is a political whore. She is a whore by giving political favors for money.
You know what's fascinating is these people could be still on the edge of death health-wise, and they still want to just grab all the money they can. I just don't understand that. We'll see you back in an hour,
Dr.
Spencer.
You got it. Thanks a lot.
I will show you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.